This is the Monday, April 18th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with some more NBA playoff action on the heels of the opening weekend. So sit back and enjoy.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside this Monday by Tyler Fulgham.
Yeah, Doug, good weekend of NBA hoops. Got all eight first games in the first round completed. So we have now a little piece of data to look at to see how the rest of these series play out. And I'm interested to see what we think about the three games we'll see tonight.
Yeah, injuries certainly a variable, at least for the Raptors and also the Mavericks. But let's start with the Golden State Warriors host the Nuggets. Really dominant performance in game one. We had heard so much about how the big three for the Warriors had not been together for all but 11 minutes this year, and it really showed. Steph came off the bench, but still, I was big on the Warriors going in. I'm still big on them. Any thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I like the Warriors offense to continue to put up a lot of points. They scored 123 in game one. Their total for this game is 114 and a half. I would go over as Steph's minutes go up. And, you know, those that top unit gets to play more minutes together. They should only become more efficient. It's really kind of attacking Denver's defense, which just has melted into nothing down the stretch. They had a 119.6 defensive rating the final 15 games of the regular season. That ranked 26th in the NBA over that time, but would have been dead last in the NBA over the course of the regular season by more than 3 points, worse than the Houston Rockets. And in game one, it's a bad matchup because the Warriors have a great offense, but their defensive rating was 130.9, meaning the Warriors were able to score 131 points per 100 possessions. So I think with that defense melting, probably guys getting tired on Denver, I like the Warriors to score a bunch of points. And I will point out that one of my favorite props is Steph over 3.5 made 3-point field goals. He was 3 of 6 from downtown in game one, played just 21 minutes. Again, I expect the minutes to boost by about 3 or 4, if not more in this matchup. But it's the price that I like. It's a plus 140 price on Steph to make 4 3-point field goals. How often are we going to get that? We're not going to get it again the rest of the postseason because he's going to keep playing more minutes, and that price is going to get a lot more expensive, or the line's going to move up to 4.5 or 5.5 3-point field goals. So I know Clay has been on fire from deep, and I like his prop as well from downtown, but he's a minus 135 price. It's just a plus price on Curry and anticipating him to ramp up his production here as we go deeper into the postseason.
Yeah, Clay's my favorite prop in this game, over 3.5 minus $1.35, as you just said. He's had at least 5 in 4 straight games going back to the regular season, so I think he's just going to keep firing. Don't fault you at all for the Steph prop. In terms of a side, I would lean Warriors, but I don't want to lay the full 7. Steve Kerr talked about it, said game 2 after a convincing game 1 win is very, very difficult. So I'm expecting a slow start by Golden State, then I can jump in live wagering maybe. So that's what I'm anticipating. Let's go to Philly. Raptors and Sixers, no Scottie Barnes, not going to play tonight. We're not sure about Gary Trent Jr. or Thaddeus Young as well. Sixers so dominant. I don't think Toronto can really hang. They don't have anyone to guard Embiid. And if Scottie Barnes is out, this is going to be a tough call, but I don't want to lay the 7.5 either.
Yeah, this one's hard for me to handicap as well with the way the Raptors rotation is going to change with these injuries. I'm looking at the under, or maybe the Sixers or Raptors team total under. It's scary to take the Sixers team total under because they scored 131 points in game one, but you have to think there's some negative regression coming for Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, who combined for almost 60 points. Now that's going to be offset a little bit by the positive regression for Joel Embiid, who only scored 19 points, but Philadelphia had the highest true shooting percentage and the lowest turnover rate of any team in the first 8 games. So you'll again expect some regression there. And what I found shocking is it was the Raptors and Sixers that had the slowest pace of any of the 8 first round games. They were even slower paced than the Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks. So that kind of shocked me. And it was just wildly efficient shooting and scoring from both teams, Philadelphia especially. So I'm kind of trying to play for some regression there. I'm looking at an under. Don't know if I'm going to play the, you know, one side under or just the game total under. But I really do think, given that pace that we saw in game one, this is going to be a slow, methodical series. And the hot shooting for both teams, Philadelphia especially, should have some regression.
Okay. My favorite play of the day is a money line parlay with Philly and Golden State. Look, you're looking about -120. So, I just think it's a strong play. I don't think either team's going to lose theirs. For the third game on the day is Utah at Dallas. Valiant effort by the Mavericks cut it to 1 with about 2 minutes to go. Then the Jazz answered. Royce O'Neal hit the big 3, and then they held on down the stretch. Looks like no Luka again today. I just can't get involved. I would go under 205.5, if anything, on this game, but I don't even love that. But I think Dallas is his only chance is to kind of muck it up like they did game one.
Same. I would play under as my favorite bet, and I would even dabble with the Mavs plus the 5.5. Again, you know, it was barely a half-point cover for the Jazz in game one. Mavs are obviously more desperate in this game, and they didn't shoot the ball well. But again, we're not expecting teams to shoot well in this particular series because we're expecting a lot of under games, and the total reflects that. But Dallas, 30-11-1 to the under at home this season with those playoffs included. They're the slowest-paced team in the NBA. Utah was 22nd in pace this season, so they'll gladly, you know, muck it up and play a slow-paced game. You saw the first game combined for 182 points. And I do think there'll be a little bit of positive regression for Spencer Dinwiddie as far as his shooting. I mean, he shot 40% from the field and 62% from the free throw line, still scored 22 points, and his point prop is 21.5. I don't love doing this, but I would go over, even though I'm expecting an under game, just because Dinwiddie and Brunson, that is all they have offensively. And those two guys are going to get between them somewhere between 35 and 40 shots. And Dinwiddie cleared this in the last game, despite being woefully inefficient. So again, I just expect them to take the, you know, 60, 70% of the field goal attempts for this team. And even though I expect it to be an under game, so much of the usage lost with Luka is going to go to both Brunson and Dinwiddie. Brunson's prop is 22.5. Dinwiddie's 21.5. So I'll just go with the lower threshold to clear there. But again, this is not a game I necessarily love. Like I said, the under is probably just a trend I'm going to keep riding as long as Dallas is alive in this postseason.
Yeah, it's a tough situation with the injury to Luka. I should mention in the Sixers game, I do like Maxey over 2.5 made threes. He's just a machine. He's been playing great. I have to keep firing. But again, the money line parlay is my favorite. You have some baseball for the people before we let him go.
Yeah, the Phillies are in Coors Field. Taking on Chad Kuhl, who is not necessarily a starter that can go, you know, 6-7 innings. So they might turn it over to the bullpen early in this one. And I'm going to play the Phillies over 6.5 runs at +105. In his career at Coors Field, Kuhl, who you know mostly from his time pitching with the Pirates, has a 6.1 ERA and a 1.742 whip. That's, you know, a small sample of 10 and a third innings, but this is obviously a park that is not conducive to success for pitchers, and Kuhl is not a guy that we look at who has this great dynamic stuff that will play anywhere. Another trend I've noticed early in the season, Doug, are our Baltimore Orioles have yet to go over a total this season.
Correct.
They're 8-0-1 to the under this year, and they're taking on the Oakland A's in Oakland. Now, that's a pitcher's park. It is big, so sometimes balls can find the gaps, but these are two offenses, especially Baltimore, that we don't have a lot of confidence in. Frankie Montas is pitching for the A's, and he is their best starter, so we have a good pitcher on the bump for Oakland. 7.5 is a low threshold, but again, I'll just keep riding this trend until we do see an over. It will happen, but why not keep going and see if Baltimore can keep it alive and make it their first 10 games all going under or tying or pushing as far as the total this season. And then there's one other game that I have some interest in, Pirates run line. So they'll be +1.5 as the underdog at Milwaukee. It's a -130 price, but I'm interested in the Pirates +1.5. At Milwaukee, because the Brewers have the worst run line record in Major League Baseball this season. They've just covered 2 of the 10 games they've played thus far on the run line. They're 2-8 with that record there. And you know, Pittsburgh's not good, but it's early in the season. So, you know, right now they're kind of just playing with house money. They'll eventually fade into a 100 loss team. But I think right now, early enough in the season, they can at least maybe steal a win outright here or lose this game by just one run and cash your bet there. But those are the 3 games I'm looking at in Major League Baseball tonight.
Okay, good stuff. As always, we are on 6 Eastern on ESPN2 later today and also throughout the week, so hope everyone joins us then.